Hello.
Pick up the phone.
I can't find the phone.
It was ringing a long time.
I was busy.
Pick up your phone.
Look, sometimes I'm busy.
You doing anything exciting today, like going to buy comics or?
I'm going to my mother's today.
Oh, that's exciting to buy comics.
Yes, to buy her comics, buy comics off her.
Yeah. Is
And
she the
well,
one that got you
actually,
into comics?
she is not.
What does she think of your comic book collecting?
I don't think she ever.
Has she ever gone into your bed, the bedroom office, and said, "Oh my God."
No one's ever been in here. It's a disaster area.
No,
But
but why
it's getting
don't you?
better
Your mom needs to understand that. She needs to understand who you are.
She
My
doesn't
mom has, and she
understand.
almost passed out.
I
Every time
don't
she
doubt
comes here,
it.
she gets
She starts hyperventilating.
claustrophobic. Yeah, she's like, "Oh God, I can't breathe in this house." You need to embrace your mom and tell her who you are. She
Well,
doesn't even know you.
she knows that I go to comic book conventions all the
No, but
time.
she doesn't know what your room
The
looks like.
extent, she doesn't know the
All
extent
she
of my
needs to do is
collection.
look into that. She needs to look in that. You just
Come in this room and
escort her
then
down to the basement and
she'll
escort her to that room.
scold me.
Yes, that's what I want.
That'll set me straight. That'll bring
It'll
down my previous order for the month.
Yes. Right before you order previews, let talk to your mom.
I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture of this room and
And
then
you'll
bring
be
it with me
crying
and
a little
say.
bit. This is a crying. I'm gonna see Bill in tears.
Could happen.
I'm sorry, Mom, I love you. I won't order any from Image this month.
No, she will support.
Please
She'll
don't take away my spawn,
don't take
please.
away my. Wait, that's my Savage Dragon box. Leave it. Leave it.
But I love my Megaton, please.
Don't take my Grus. I just started collecting them. But oh, I was gonna say two things. First, my office is getting cleaner because I got a new shelving unit for the basement. So I cleared out one of my shelves in my office and moved it all to the basement. Ended a merge. That was not fun. I think I might have had it with merges. This might be my last merge.
I don't think I could do that. I only merged like what I got for the month.
Yeah, well, mine's not quite as bad as yours.
Yeah, mine is
And
bad.
my number ones, I don't merge anymore. I have separate boxes for number ones.
Yeah.
So, and I have yet to put the boxes that are in the middle of the room onto the shelves. Once I do that, I'll actually have floor space in this
Which
room.
means you don't have to like tippy toe in.
Yeah, I don't have to squeeze past comic boxes.
I could get this foot in between those two boxes, and then I can lift this foot and get to the chair.
I should
That
take some
kind of
pictures
thing.
before I clean it.
I can't even walk into that one bedroom.
Mine isn't that bad yet because I
I
have
had
to.
my suit in that closet and almost hurt myself trying to get in there and just get a suit out of the closet.
Oh, you're talking about buying comics. So I ended up going to a comic book convention yesterday.
What?
It was at a high school.
A high school comic convention.
Yeah, I've never been to one at a high school before. It was
Do you
in the
have to dress
gym.
up for that one? Do you have to like get your chain belt and hang out in the smokers area? The
I
what do
did.
they
It took
call the
me
smokers area? The hashers
the
and burnouts?
Heshers and Burnouts
Yeah, where
area
did you like lean
out back
against
of
the
the school.
wall with your can of spray
I
paint and your
tried. I
chain
looked
belt?
around. I looked around, but I couldn't find anyone. I don't think kids these days are
Did you wait for Martin to show up?
as corrupt.
Yeah, Martin's usually there with the hashers and burnouts.
Yeah, he usually is. I don't know if he's at that specific school, though.
Oh, I think
That's
he
the
seeks that
problem.
stuff out. The hashers
I
and
figure if there's
burnouts
a
and
comic book convention at a high school, he would he would make sure to be in town just to stand out back.
So what is a high school comic book convention like? Are there a bunch of like high school kids selling their Robotech
No,
tech or what?
I think it's just a normal local con that they happen to host at the high school, I guess. I don't know. It's strange. I guess they've done it before. Like, this is, I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but I know they did it before COVID, and then I think last year was the first year after COVID they did it again. But I didn't know about it until a couple of weeks ago I found out about it.
How'd you find out about it? How do you find out about a high school convention?
It was on Facebook, like one of the other convention promoters in the area posted a flyer for it. I was like, oh shit, I guess I should go to that.
Well, was there, did it have good stuff or was it?
There's a lot of dealers. There were only a couple like artist type people there selling comics. It was mostly dealers, so
Tell
I got a
me
lot.
you
I got a
got
lot.
your first edition or your first print of Tits and Clits, number one.
I didn't, but I think I got a tits and clits read something. Let me look. Tits,
Do you already
tits,
have a Tits
tits.
and Clits?
I thought I did. Maybe I don't have any tits.
I don't have any Tits and
No,
Clits.
I don't have any tits. I thought I got a tits. I'm sh What did I get if it wasn't tits and clits? Butts and asses and I thought I did. How to look into I have to
It's a
look into
last
this.
gasp.
I gotta look into this chits and clits situation. Yeah, I guess I don't have any. Man, I could have sworn I had some tits and clits. Or at least you figure at least I have tits or clits, but yeah, I don't know
You don't
either.
have either.
Gosh.
I don't either, so if it makes you feel any better.
You don't have any tits and clits either?
I was considering buying a Tits and Clits, but it's too much.
You didn't pull. Oh, is it
Yeah.
not worth pulling the trigger?
First, too much for a second print.
Whoa. So yeah, no, it was a good. It was a. It turned out to be a good convention because there's so many dealers. It seemed like a lot of. There was like. It seemed like some of them were just like dudes selling their collections, which is fine. And then there's some
That'll
comic
be you
stores.
someday. That'll be you
Yep,
someday.
that'll be
And you just
me
take your number
someday.
one box. Boxes of number ones.
Ooh,
You could call yourself Bill's number ones.
there you go. Bill's number ones.
If you
No,
like that
we are
hit,
sold out of tits and clits.
if you like that number one, you could look at my wall and get the trade.
That's right. You can get the number special deal, number one and the trade.
There you go.
For special discount.
Or you could try it, go read it, and then come back and get the trade. It'll
That's
be like
true. Yeah, buy
nonstop.
this, go over in the corner and read it.
Yeah, you can even have like a little place, like a reading chair
Or
in
maybe I
your
should
little booth.
say, because the number one's probably more expensive, so I should say, get the trade, read the trade, and if you love it so much, then you can come back and you can actually own the very first copy of
No, I think it's the other way around.
it. I don't think so.
Why would you want to buy the whole trade and then get number one? Oh, this is sucks. Oh, I don't want that number one. What the
That's true. I didn't think about that.
fuck?
No, because all of the no, it's gonna work because all of the trades I got are because I love the number one. So all the trades should be
Yeah,
fantastic.
but they don't know how pretentious and the Antichrist movie you like, you know, like they don't know you.
True. I gave up on a pretentious movie the other day. But
Oh, yeah. I want to know what it is.
I
What
think
was
it's
it? Star
pretentious.
Wars?
What?
Star Wars?
And it's called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I
So pretentious.
knew it.
This guy he's like a archaeologist. I mean, come on.
Come on,
So
man.
pretentious.
Why is this girl blinking at him and say, "I want you,"
It's teaching out of
with the
school. Oh my
eyelids?
gosh, so pretentious.
Ark of the Covenant, my ass.
And this is sacrilege to a lot of listeners, so I apologize in advance. But it was Astro City or Asteroid City.
What?
Have you heard of this Asteroid City It's a recent movie.
No. Oh, I saw the preview for it. It's like a bunch of people go move into the middle of the desert or something like that.
Yeah, there's a town. The concept is decent. It's like a town where there's an asteroid
This
hole.
was
A hole.
critically acclaimed, man.
It's critically acclaimed.
Wow.
I
And
gave up on it.
you checked out.
I checked out. Because it was going along with the story, and then it changed to black and white, and it was the same actors, but like different, they're playing different characters.
Kind of like
It wasn't
American
tied
Horror
to the
Story.
story, so I was like, yeah, I was like, what the hell is this? I gave up. Oh, maybe I'll try it again, since
You
it's so critically acclaimed.
can sit through Antichrist and you can't get through that.
Yeah. I
If
was
you
much
can
younger.
make it through Cave of Forgotten Dreams and Antichrist, you could get it through anything.
Oh my God, Kevin forgot.
Cave
That was
of Forgotten Dreams or Hippie Masala. I mean, if you
Masala was not
No, if
intent.
you can make it through the fucking movie, you could get through anything. That's kind of what I say.
If you can get through Cave of Forgotten Dreams, you get through anything. That's true.
Oh, look in this corner, there's a handprint. I'm wondering where that handprint came from. I'm going to wonder for another 1 hour where that handprint came from.
Let's go look for more handprints. Is that what? Oh no, it's not. It's just a smudge.
It's a guy where the guy shit. He shit in that corner.
Smell my hand. Does it smell like change? Does it smell like
Now I know
change?
what happened. He took a shit. He had nothing to wipe with. So he smashed his hand against the rock. And we got a handprint of shit.
If we look through the sheets, we could see what he used to eat. Taste this. Does this taste like rutabaga?
And then Hippie Masala, where the guy wants to fuck his cow. I mean,
His wife. Yeah, he likes to fuck
yeah,
the cow.
he likes
He's
the cow
always out
more
there.
than me.
He's always in the barn with the cow.
That's why I'm gonna divorce him. She
I hate
hated
this
his
country.
ass. No, she hated his
He
ass. She
dragged me.
married him to try to get out
Oh wait, was she was
of
from
her
India, right?
country.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
right.
she
Yeah.
married him to try to get out of the country. And she's like, God damn, I
That's
married
right.
the biggest loser
I'm
on the
sorry. I used
fucking
to live in the
planet.
city, and I met him, and he was going to bring me back to America, but now we're in the middle of the jungle, living in a hut,
With a
and he's
cow.
he's out there with his cow all the time.
There you go. So, Asteroid City, you couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. But man, I got some comics yesterday. Ooh, baby.
I'm jealous. What'd you get?
Okay, first, like, I went to this. So it wasn't the first. So there's two rooms. So first, I was in the cafeteria. No. First, I was in the gym and I was kind of scoping all the different areas. I think I got a couple comics. And then I went into the. I think it was the cafeteria, maybe, area. And one of the first booths I went to, it was this dude who had, like, literally, if I was gonna just buy a booth, this is the booth I would have bought. Not in terms of like old valuable comics, but in terms of stuff that I'm interested in. So, just for
You
an
were,
example,
in other words, stuff that you were his only customer.
that's right. That was the only. Oh, there's a couple other people
Wow,
there.
there's really somebody else interested in this shit?
Just for example, he had a short box
Yeah.
about and it's about three quart. You know how they have like little tabs indicating like sometimes like
The
what comics,
title?
yeah, the sec yeah the titles or whatever.
Yeah.
He had one little insert with a title, and then about three quarters of a box, and it was Tim Vigil comics.
Oh shit.
So that's the kind of stuff he had. Like it was, like I was kind of overwhelmed. Like literally, I could have just bought everything
Yeah.
at this entire booth, but I had to. But I held back. And it's, oh my
Did you
God,
hold
like,
back because of price, or was he like a here this is $10 and here this is $5, or
well,
what
I didn't
was?
buy any of the Faust stuff because I got the hardcover, so I didn't feel the need to double dip.
Yeah.
And then there was some stuff. Yeah, some stuff was priced, some stuff was just, there's a lot of duplicates, some stuff I already had. But I ended up getting some stuff. And he had like a adult box that was, oh, so good. It was so, I'm trying to find, where are those fucking comics? Oh, here we go. Here's what I'll tell you what I picked up. This is, okay, I think this is the start of it. Oh man, so good. Okay, here we go. Darkseed and Other Defamations from
Darkseid.
Boneyard Press.
Oh, I never even heard of this one.
Me neither. And it's signed.
Is this Tim Vigil?
No, this isn't Tim. This is Boneyard Press was, what was that guy's name? I can't remember his name.
I think all of these ones are signed, because every picture I see of this, they're signed.
Those are signed.
Yeah.
So it was just a well-known signed.
I
I
have
got.
no information on it. Like, what is this? Is this an anthology? What is this?
Have no idea.
All
I haven't opened it yet.
right.
Darkseid. I got a few issues of Gunfighters in Hell that I was missing.
I'm missing a lot of those.
That's the Joe Vigil. And I got one. It's the Gunfighters in Hell Black Magic Edition.
And hell. From Rebel Studios. There's five issues of that. I don't have any. I could have swore though I have one somewhere. This is Joe Vigil.
Yeah, it's Joe.
Did Gunfighters in Hell come out in another like anthology or something? Was it printed somewhere else?
Might have been. I'm not sure. That I don't know.
What, how much did you pay for that?
Those were $2 each.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I got some insane
That's
deals.
pretty cool. You go to a high school convention and you get a lot of filth.
Oh, I got more filth. Oh, I got some filth. That's true.
Had to
If
go to a
I
high school to get
should have
it,
said, is it legal to sell this in a high school?
but I. All the high school guys are in the corner. Let's look at that pervert buying
I
all
should have
that
grabbed some
stuff.
and like try to stick them in some lockers so kids would find them. Put them in the bathroom or something.
Gunfighters in Hell. This one I don't remember being overly sexual, but more violent.
No, I don't think. Yeah, Gunfighters in Hell, I don't think is sexual.
You got the Black Magic signed edition. Is that what you said?
Is?
Does it have a
I don't know.
certificate of
Oh yeah, it
authenticity?
is. I did open this. Yeah, on the back it's signed.
Yeah. Interesting.
Got a couple issues of Ironwood, which I needed.
Ironwood.
From
If I have,
Eros.
I do have something of this. I have number one, two, three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine,
Oh,
ten,
whoa.
11. I have a full run of that. How about that? I
Nice.
don't even know I had
I remember when you got
it.
that.
Woo! I think I did. I think this was like one of the oddball things I found at some convention. I didn't realize it was Eros.
Got a Megaton Man I was missing. Oh, this is my find, I think, of the convention. Images of Omaha, number one,
Images
which
of
I've wanted for a long
Omaha.
time, but it's really expensive.
I don't have any Omaha Cat Dancer.
I also got Omaha 1 through 4 from Fantagraphics.
Which
Because
images of Omaha did you get? Number
number
one?
one.
What was the other one? I'm starting to lose track. What was the other one?
Just Omaha the Cat Dancer 1 through 4 from Fantagraphics.
Why do I not have any Omaha? I think I had a chance to get this and I decided not to because it was a second print or something.
Let's see. I got an issue of Seven that I was missing. The from the movie, like the movie Seven. Those are
Yeah.
expensive. Those are hard to get. You rarely see those. That was from Zenoscope. I got Slash number one from North Star.
Oh, I remember those. I was getting those at Doc's News, but I don't think I have a full run. I remember buying number one. I have number one, two, three,
Number one has James O'Barr in
four,
it.
five. I have a full run of this.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, this one I remember. I remember buying this off the shelf.
That's cool.
Yeah, 1993. This was right when I was graduating, this came out.
That's a high cover price, $5.
Yeah, I was just curious. This is when I was buying like all kinds of like stuff that I wouldn't not normally buy
It does have
because
the metallic title though. That's cool.
yeah.
Sorry, why were you buying stuff that you normally don't get?
I just was trying to explore other stuff. In this place, Doc's News, it was like a comic shop with the porno section in the back. And I was trying a lot of books like Rambaugh from Eros and all kinds of stuff.
I think
Slash,
he
a
had that.
Faust. Yeah, Rambaugh's pretty good, man. It's pretty violent and sexual.
This one's a normal one. I just got this because so it's Solo from DC Comics.
Oh yeah, that was the independent thing.
Yeah, it was the one issue I was missing, which was the Paul Pope issue.
Yeah.
So, and I've been looking for this for so long, and I finally have it. So, I finally fin com completed my Solo collection. The Paul Pope one, I think, is the most popular one. It's hard. That's why it's hard to
Number three.
find.
Yeah, I subscribed to this. I haven't read it. I might have read one. I might have done the Tim Sale one, but.
Got a Widow. I think I might have picked up a few Widows from different places.
Oh! Avatar Widow?
Yeah, this one's is it Widow X? Is there a Widow X?
Let me see. Widow. I really like Widow. I need to read more Threshold because she's in
Yeah,
there.
it's Widow X number one.
I don't have none of these. I want this. I want it. So that's. I want the Gunfighters one. And Widow Hell. Widow X. Let's see, they have some in stock, so I could add to my want list so I can get it next time. And they're not too expensive. I like Widow, though. I like reading those. It's like spider aliens, and they. Widow is like a stripper that became one of the queens.
Yeah, I've enjoyed those ones. I know I got some more of those from somewhere. I got a couple of Big Bangs. Oh, a few Big Bangs. If there's anything. I thought
You
somebody
get any
else.
Savage Dragon Big Bangs?
No Savage Dragon Big Bangs. Trying to see if I have anything else notable. Oh, I did pick up a couple issues of Frank Miller RoboCop from Avatar
Nice.
that we're talking about. Yeah,
I read the whole thing, but I don't have them all because they had that collected edition. They had Frank Miller's RoboCop came out as a hardcover for Boom, And what it was it was the screenplay to RoboCop 3 and RoboCop 4 adapted by somebody else. And
Right.
his it's very loose screenplays like that Frank Miller came up with. And I think that's why the when they gave it to Juan Jose Rip, it's sort of like really confusing because if you read the script, it's hard to somehow get the details of everything, you know what I mean? So if you have to read from the script and then have to adapt it,
Adapt it, yeah.
I think the guy who that worked with him was Stephen Grant, and I think he
Yeah,
did
I
a
think
good
so.
job on the second one, which was the RoboCop Last Rites. It reads better.
Okay.
How
I was missing a few. I think I got the rest of my missing issues of RoboCop versus Terminator,
Oh, that's
which
Frank
was
Miller too.
Frank Miller and Walter Simonson. Ooh. And one thing I learned is I kept finding like razors, Everett Hartsoe's razor.
Oh, nice.
And there's like a lot of them. I'm like, how many did they bring out of these? So I looked it up when I got home, and man, there's a lot of
Yeah, and
razors.
the early ones are real expensive.
Because like the main series, I think, went on for like 50 or so issues. Yeah, 51 issues. But then there's like mini series. There's got to be like 50 mini series that came out.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. I'm like, oh shit. That's a lot of issues.
All from this one
That's something
guy.
so weird. Yeah.
How much were those? How much were like the avatars and the razors?
I think the razors were 50 cents.
Oh my God.
I don't think they're like probably not super valuable razors. I
No,
did get a
but
razor.
did you get all of them?
I didn't get all of them.
Oh, I would have scooped it. I would have just said, let me fucking take this
Just
box.
get them all. I got a lot of them though. I don't know if there's any early ones. This one's number five.
I don't have this RoboCop versus Terminator except number two. I need to get that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go
RoboCop.
wrong with Frank Miller and Walter Simonson. Come on. And I didn't know about this. I don't know how I think I don't know about it. It's Lobo Highway to Hell. It's a two-issue series drawn by Sam Keith.
Oh, wow.
And it's written by Scott Ian. That's the Anthrax guy, isn't it? Yes, Scott Ian of Anthrax.
Lobo. I think this was a recent one.
2010.
Yeah, this is in my closet of un
So I got
I
one of two, so
inventoried it.
I need to get the second one now. So I'm like, what?
Yeah, I ran across it when I was inventorying that closet, and I was like, man, I want to stop and read this. Because I like Sam Keith a lot, like now. Like, I didn't used
Yeah,
to
you
like him, but
didn't
now
like
I
him
like
before.
him. Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's like. That's a good one.
Whew. So that was fun. So now, and when I was at the show, one of the dealers gave me like a flyer for another convention that's next weekend.
Was it the same guy?
That was that guy. Because he said, I'm going to be at this convention too. I'm like, oh, shit.
Go get the rest of the
But the problem
razors.
is that, so that's next weekend, but the weekend after that, there's another convention I was going to go to. So I don't know if I can pull off going to three conventions, like one every weekend. I don't know if my wife's going to be too happy with me.
I'd be stoked. I'd go with you if I was there. I'd totally go. Especially if there's a dealer like this. I'd like to go through like his razors and
Oh man.
I'm still trying to find track down as many avatars as I can from that and books from this London Night Studios too. I like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I have almost a full run of the first from 1992 to 94 Razor.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the first one.
Which one was that? Oh, 90. Yeah, I'm not sure. First one was 51 issues.
No,
You have 51 issues? Or do you have volume
this
two?
is something too different. That must be called something different.
Volume two was 7 issues.
Oh, this one is no, this one that I'm looking at is 12 issues. And I have a
12
full
issues.
run. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the one you have is that's 50 some.
I don't have it. I'm just looking at my comic shop.
Razor volume 2 maybe. Let me go to that one. That can't be 50 some. That's which one is 50 some issues? Who's the publisher?
London Knight. I don't know if that. Let me see if there's actually. Yeah, it claims there's 51 issues. There's so many series though.
Yeah, I'm just trying. It's got to have something else in the title for the one that has 51. Bleeding Heart. Ooh, that looks good. This is Avatar. Oh, I want this one.
Avatar's funny because, like, when you're going through boxes, like, every once in a while, you'll just find stuff you've never heard of before from Avatar. Like, they
I'm
had a lot
trying to
of
find
series.
the big series. Like, there's a Razor Compendium. So that's got to be the
All
one that
right.
you're talking about. I just can't find it. A Razor Dark Angel, Razor Deep Cuts, Razor Embrace, Razor Flesh and Blood. Razor Gothic. Oh man, that looks awesome. 98. Razor Guts. I'm still looking to finish that one. That's not Razor, that's something else.
Oh, that's something else. Oh, razor
Yeah.
cuts.
I ordered one of them from.
That looks familiar. I wonder if I
Yeah,
have
it
one of
was something we
those.
were talking about at one point, and then I couldn't find the other three. Razor Jack. Ooh, that looks cool. John Higgins. That sounds familiar. Razor Line. Ooh, that's epic. I don't know which razor you're. I don't know what it relates to in my database.
Yeah, I
I
don't
don't.
know. It just says, right, it's just the first Razor Volume 1, Razor first series, not from 1992.
Ooh, there's a book called Razor Knights. Mike Diodato's from Caliber. Ooh. I want that. I won't remember that. I gotta go to my comic shop and add it. Razor Knights. Out of stock. Want. right. You know that there are weirdos like us, though, because you could always click on these books and it says 18 people have added it to their want list. So
Yeah.
it's like, hey, there are other people like us looking for this. But I gotta look at this Razor one that you're bringing up. Razor on my comic shop. First series.
Yeah, first series.
See, I have that, but it doesn't have 50 some issues. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I wonder. Well, my comic shop will show stuff that was solicited and never came out, so it's possible. Maybe
No, but
they
there's
didn't
like
all come
20.
out.
Well, I know there is because the compendium collects them. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
I just don't know why my database is not complete.
Not complete on their razor.
Yeah, I don't get it. Because it has the number zero, it has these issues, but there's not 50
Just
some.
doesn't have them all.
Issue 12, does that look like this issue 12? I wonder if it continued in something else and they kept it running. Huh. That 12 doesn't look like my 12, so that's bizarre.
Yeah, that
Oh,
is weird because
no, it does look like my 12 cover. So it just goes 1 through 12 and then has annual number 1. I wonder what 13 looks like.
that's the
Oh, it
question.
says Razor Uncut. That's why.
Oh, did it switch to
They
uncut?
switched it, those fuckers. Razor Uncut. And that's why I didn't get there alphabetically.
I think I picked up some Razor Uncuts.
Yeah, that's it. So Razor was 12 issues. I have those on the first series. And then it cuts over to Razor Uncut. That
Razor
means the
Uncut.
Indicia changed.
Yeah,
But
but they didn't. They
kept the
just, yeah, they
numbering.
kept the
And my
numbering.
comic shop said, well, fuck it. You know, it's the number.
Yeah, otherwise it's hard to
Yeah, where else did it come from?
track in.
Where mine says continued in Razor
I
Uncut.
see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it was just razor uncut for the rest of the run.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a
Interesting.
pretty long run.
I'll have to remember to note that correctly in my spreadsheet. Or maybe I'll just put it in as two entries, because otherwise it'll be
Well,
hard
we only
to.
have half an hour left, or is it an hour?
We have an hour and a half left.
Okay.
But we're here to discuss previews.
Yeah, and I had to download the image. You know what's interesting? I notice a lot of people are that do like preview stuff just forget image now. Like it's just fucking not there.
Falls off the radar
Yeah.
because it's a separate. Image got a lot of stuff this month too. They're gonna miss out.
Well, it's confusing because they have already the new catalog.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yep, they
So
do.
you know what's coming out next month. No, whatever. Six
This
months
one
from
is for November, correct? The one that
now.
has Crave
I believe so. Has that weird looking girl on the cover?
with X's over her tits.
No,
Oh,
like a
where?
little. Oh wait, no, it doesn't. Wait, it
That's
has.
Deviant.
Oh wait, that's not Image. Hang on. Never mind. I was talking about the regular previews. I got confused.
Oh.
This is November. Yeah, the
So it has
Deviant.
Deviant.
It does have Deviant.
All right. So the first one we hit is Maria Lovett's Crave.
Hang on. I gotta get to Image. Wait,
Oh.
did I forget Image? Where are my images?
Yeah,
I know I did Image. Hang on, there's the system is. Oh, there it is.
processing, processing,
Processing. Crave.
processing.
Yeah, I have Crave on my list.
I am getting Crave because it's
Which cover
Lovett.
are you getting?
Oh, that first one.
I'm thinking of getting cover D.
D. The Bondage.
Yeah, the bondage cover.
Is it the same price?
Yeah, I think so.
And see, I like the
I do like number one. I mean, the
I like number
A cover.
one because this guy is just like begging for those titties. He's like, "Oh my God."
It's like,
Yeah,
oh, let me see under those band-aids.
let me see. I
He's like, let me rest your titty on my nose.
But I do like bondage covers, so those
That's
tend
what
to,
I'm like.
well, if you're looking for like value in the future, I think cover D
Exactly,
is the way to go.
bondage covers definitely the way to go. Those people like the bondage covers. Actually, cover B is a bondage cover too, technically.
Oh yeah, but it's on like a cell phone image.
It's not live like D.
I don't
D
know
is
why,
a.
but I like A. I really do.
It is a nice. It's a really nice cover.
There just seems to be more than just. There's something there. I don't know. I like it.
Because you got the, like you said, the dude with the button-up shirt, groping, staring at the titties. And then you got some girl looking sad, crying, looking at her phone.
They give us a lot of previews for that too, so.
There are, I think that's one nice thing of Image going to its own thing is they can just put in as many previews as they want.
This guy just gets a ding on his phone, huh? And he just, "Hello, David. Hidden user sent you a photo.
Do you want to see
Do you
more?
want to see
Yes,
more?" I'd be so scared to click yes if that came out
I
because
would.
it's a virus or
I would
something
delete. Yeah, I
nowadays.
would delete.
I would delete it. I would report as spam.
Why we never get to enjoy the good stuff in life,
Yeah.
because we just delete it. We just report it as
Delete
spam.
it. Well, there's a new tie-in one, Deviant.
A deviant.
Santa Claus commits unimaginable atrocities against young men. Wow. 50 years later, a troubled young writer interviews the so-called deviant killer, who still maintains his innocence from behind bars. And as Christmas approaches once again, the past returns wielding a sharpened axe. So it's like a killer Santa Claus. In
Yeah.
1972, I like that. I like that. I like period pieces. That's cool.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm gonna get that. Okay, I'm just getting all of these.
Well, this one had we were talking about this last time because I was in the new one. I like the next image previews because there's not as much for me. But it gives me a break. But
Good.
this
Yeah.
particular one had a lot of stuff. Like this next one, it's Rick
Does.
Remender. I'm like there. Plus you throw in Andy
Adam
Samberg.
Sandberg,
Yeah,
and it's about bowling.
bowling. Yeah. So it's like, man, this could be
Yeah, I know. And
good.
it's
Holy roller.
42 pages for $3.99.
The
It's like
Kingpin
you
meets
can't not get
Inglourious
it.
Bastards meets Batman. That's gonna be crazy.
That's great.
The interiors look nice. We get some interiors of bowling. They're playing Burger King, a burger at the a bowling alley.
Video game, they're playing video games.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh,
Petrol
then this
head.
next one, Petrol Head. This is about some kind of oh, it's a race. Are they like, let's see,
Robo
climbing, blah blah blah.
racers.
It's racers. The one thing about this, though, they gave preview pages, and man, the coloring. I don't know who does the colors on this, but it's crazy. It's amazing. These
Yeah, I
colors are so dynamic. God, so beautiful. See, this is where, like, coloring is taken on,
a new life.
like, becomes a new art form, you know? Because these colors are insane.
That's by Rob Williams and Pyra Parr.
See, they needed to
Pi
credit the
Parr.
colorist on this one.
It's probably Pi Parr. It's
Yeah, it might
probably the
be.
artist
Yeah.
and colorist.
That would make sense, because if they had a vision of, what it should look like. Because whoever did it, like, this is not a color job you just do in your spare time. This is someone, like, seriously spent a lot of time on these colors.
And then we got Blood Commandment, which I'm interested in.
Let me see if that's on. Oh, yeah, that's on my list too. Suzymon.
Yeah. I like him because of Spawn.
Yeah, I like his art, so I'm curious to see.
It took me a while. It took me a while to grow on me. Like his art had to,
I remember back in the
when
day,
he was
yeah.
doing Spawn, I was like so upset. Like it was like this isn't
Yeah, there's
Spawn
so
art.
big, it was a
It's
big
such a
transition when he
dramatic
took over.
transition.
Yeah.
But then in the storyline, it became like real religious and all kinds of stuff. The other Spawn was there. That it was interesting
It
for
kind of
sure.
became more of a horror, right, at that
Yeah.
point? Yeah.
Dutch. This is going back to the original. Is it what? Who was Dutch part of? I thought he was part of the Wildstorm, but
Couldn't be Wildstorm.
it'd have to be Top Cow or a Rob's company.
Yeah, I'm not, I should we should know. It's like one of the things that we should know.
I know, but I could have sworn it was Wildstorm, Image Comics, Dutch.
I already have this on my list. Maybe I decided not to get it. Oh, it's Joe Casey, who's not my favorite.
But didn't Joe Casey do that thing with Tom Scholey? God.
Yes, Godland.
That was awesome.
I didn't really like it, although I do collect it because
What?
of. I guess I do have Dutch on my list. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
I gotta find out where Dutch. How do I not know this? Dutch was one of the Team 7 stuff, I thought. Cyber, Dutch. What was his first appearance? Youngblood. Wow.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was
Operation
Youngblood.
Night Strike. Team Youngblood is his first appearance. Wow, so this is
Okay.
what is, this is interesting. Is this one of Rob's re-releasing of something? It could be because it's Joe Casey. Didn't Joe Casey do Glory for him, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Oh my God, I can't remember who did Glory. I just know that. Sophie Campbell did the art.
Yeah.
I don't remember who the writer was.
That's when you and Micah were really into it, I thought. Glory. No, that was Joe Kittredge.
That's it. No, I'm
Ross
just. I don't
Campbell.
know. I haven't been the biggest Joe Casey fan.
Yeah, I remember this guy. So, yeah, this is awesome. This is Youngblood. I gotta get this. This is a
Yeah, I mean, I think I have
done deal.
just
This
to get
could
it.
be. This could be. This is fascinating.
What's fascinating?
What's fascinating is I want to know who owns it. Does Rob still own it, or does
Oh, the
that
character,
other
yeah.
clown own it? Just by
Oh,
the
I see what you're saying.
by the names, I would think Rob still owns this character.
I don't think that
Because
if the
why?
Rev owned it, I don't think it would be coming out from Image.
I don't know.
That
The
is an
other
interesting question, though.
Youngblood came out when Rev owned it.
That's
That
true,
the
the
last
newest one.
Youngblood series
Yeah, you're
was
right.
Rev, yeah.
Or did he own it at that time, or was
Yeah,
it?
Rob was him and
Yeah.
Rob were speaking though at that point.
Okay.
Cuz Rob was involved.
Yeah. Oh, with the relaunch or whatever. Then we got G.I. Joe
So you're not
continuing.
going to get Dutch because of Casey.
I probably will. I'll probably get the first one just to
Don't you
have.
just find it fascinating, though? This kit character's there. It was created by Extreme Studios, and I just don't know like why it's here.
Who owns
Like,
the character? Yeah. Why is this coming out at all?
didn't like Godland? That just blows my mind.
But I have almost a full run of
But you didn't like it.
it.
What is wrong with you?
Well, to be fair, I've only read a couple issues of it.
Man, I should watch this movie that you didn't like because if you didn't like Godland, that movie could be spectacular. Asteroid City could be one of my favorite movies.
See how many. Oh, I'm still missing some Godland. There's a lot of issues of Godland. I mean, I'm not missing too many. I have up to. Yeah. I have most of them 1 through 36, but I'm missing a few.
Are you going to try G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero 301?
I am because I got. I ordered 300 just because it was the last issue. And then yesterday I picked up like a couple before that, so like 297, 298, 299.
Yeah.
So now I can get 301. The question is, will I get 302? And I can't answer that. I do like that
It
Chris Mooneyham is doing the art though, who did Five Ghosts, because I like his art a lot.
looks really good.
Yeah, these pages are
Well, I like that
fantastic.
Larry Hama writes G.I. Joe really odd. Like it's just such a strange style to be reading it today's world, but it's like a throwback, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like retro,
And
and I
then,
like it.
yeah, speaking of Larry Hama, the next thing in the image previews, G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, number one, Larry Hama cut, which is the definitive edition of the historic first issue. This issue restores Larry Hama's original unedited dialogue, which is never before seen print.
There we go.
So it's probably his script before Marvel and Hasbro said,
He's
we
got
can't put that in there. You can't put
yeah.
that
He's got like, "You motherfucker." You can't put that
I'm gonna take this gun and shove it
in
up
there,
your ass.
I'm
Yeah, we'll
gonna
see.
shove
We'll
this
see
up
how
your
far.
ass, Cobra.
We'll see. So, all right, that's just a weird concept and an awesome concept. I'm definitely gonna get that.
And then you got Jeff Johns and Gary Frank on Geiger. I'm there. I liked Geiger quite a bit.
Oh yeah, new Geiger, two issue.
Siphon, I don't remember reading number one. I don't even know if I have that. Siphon.
Siphon, I think I got that. I think that was like a three issue maybe. I don't know if I read it
I
though.
do have it. I don't think I read this. Year is 2021. Huh. I gotta start reading some shit. I gotta get on it.
Get on this.
Preview
And
pages look
then
cool. I like it. Arcade Kings, that's a collected edition.
oh, I was gonna get Gawker Zero. The next thing I
Bad
have,
Karma. This looks familiar. Did I kickstart this?
which one?
Bad Karma.
Oh, Bad Karma. Possibly it's Alex DeCampi, and you do support her stuff.
Man,
It
I
collects
could.
well, collect, it collects the Panel Syndicate series, so
Oh,
I don't
okay. I
know.
didn't do it because I
So
didn't
it might
pen.
not have been a Kickstarter.
I'm going to get this because I like Alex DeCampi.
And it's limited to 4,000 copies.
I might get it.
I
I'll
think you
put it
will. I
in.
mean, I'm guessing that's about what the print run would have been.
How many people are Alex DeCampi fans like me?
Probably not 4,000.
Yeah.
So I don't
I'm
think
sure there are some people that are more Alex DeCampi fans, but I like her quite a bit.
Yeah. I think she does well.
Harley, you made a mess.
And then the next one I have is, oh, Creepshow.
Oh yeah, I'm getting that.
I'm not getting it, but I'm getting this issue because it has a Zoe Thorogood story in it.
She's also doing the hack slash, remember?
She is doing the hack slash. I'm getting that too. Gilliam March did the A cover for it.
Dead Romans, Invincible.
And then I'm just getting the usual stuff. Oh, except for I'm also getting Killadelphia 31.
What's special about that?
What's special about it is who the guest stars are.
What page is that one on?
That is on page 115.
Wow, that's way out there.
And I gotta decide which cover to get. I think I'm gonna get the J. Lee cover.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best one. At least to
It's
me, it
'cause
is.
I've never seen it. I don't know if J. Lee has done a Spawn cover before. But anyway, Killadelphia's with special guest Spawn.
There you go. He's been in it before.
He has.
Yep.
But I think maybe Savage Dragon's going to be in the next issue. I think.
Are you reading this local, man? Like, keeping up with it? It's so good.
No,
It
I
is
was going to get
so
the
fucking
trade. Although
90s, man.
yesterday I did pick up number two.
And they came out with that Deathmate special. It's like a flip cover, and it looks like Deathmate from Image and Valiant. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite comics in the last year. It is
I know you're a
so
big fan of it.
boys like and Watchmen like with like just being bigger than it is. Like the story is just it's big. Like the way they tell it's kind of odd, but it's as a flip book, it's interesting for sure. I like it a
Yeah,
lot.
I like the first issue.
I love it. I think it's one of the best things that's come out of there in a while.
Ooh, nice. I was
Savage
trying to find
Dragon
my.
270's got two different covers.
Oh, there it is,
Interesting.
Local Man. I was going to see what's on the back of this one. Number two.
Did you see that? There's two different covers for Savage Dragon.
I did. What am I going to get? I'm getting both covers.
There you go.
What was this? I can't remember what it was this month. This is the second month in a row
It's got the
I've definitely
red
picked
cover
one
with the
cover.
kids on it, and then it's got the black cover
Oh,
with
black
Savage
and
Dragon.
it's funny because the cover of the or the logo on the red cover is when remember when you did that
The funny one, the Sunday funny.
the Sunday Funnies one where it was I think it was a Charlie like a Peanuts cover. Yeah. That back cover was awesome though.
Yeah, it is. I wish
But
he would
yeah,
do
I got
more
it
of
for
this.
you.
If he keeps that up, I'd be happy because I buy both anyway, so.
I will not be happy.
There you
This is the second month I've got had to get two Savage Dragons.
go. Transformers number two. Dracula. Yeah, there's some good shit for sure.
Yeah. I think that's that all.
And
Yeah,
that's
that's all I
it.
have for Himage.
Yep. So where do you want to go next?
We can go to Marvel.
Okay.
Just do a highlights.
Have you placed your order yet?
I have not.
I'm gonna
Well,
get Superior Spider-Man because I like Superior Spider-Man.
yeah.
That is a done deal for me. I'm also getting the Deadpool 7 Slaughters, which is a one shot, but it's got Rob Liefeld, Cullen Bunn, Cody Ziegler, Mark Guggenheim, Justina Ireland, and Gail Simone, with art by Rob Liefeld, Greg Land, Will Spertaccio, David Baldion, and Philip Sevi, with
What page is
cover
that on?
by Capullo. There's a lot of
Oh, there it
covers.
is. Which cover are you getting?
I'm getting probably the Cthulhu, but there's an Art Adams and a Frank Miller.
Yeah, I think I might get the Frank Miller.
Frank Miller looks pretty good.
I like it. I don't think they show the main cover, do they? They must
I
somewhere.
think it's on the
Oh,
right.
there it is.
Yeah, Cthulhu.
It's at the
I like
it's the
it.
well, it's not on the right, it's the bottom at the bottom or the big one. That is a badass Cthulhu cover. Yeah, I'm gonna get that. I'm also gonna
It's an
get.
expensive one, though. Oof.
Well, it's probably like
Like
60
a
pages or
lot of
something.
pages.
80 pages.
Yeah.
Then the next thing I had that I was getting is Daredevil Black Armor.
Am getting that too, because that's the Chinchester Daredevil. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the and I think it takes place in that time frame too. I think
Yeah.
it's
I kind of like those.
yes.
There's a lot of people that don't like them because they don't think they are relevant, but I think they're relevant.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I love that they give these creators a chance, and if it's telling a story back in the past, it's like reading a back issue.
Yeah, just filling in some details from
Yeah,
that
like the
timeline.
Magneto one that I'm reading is Jam Dub Mateus and Todd Knock, and you ought to see like him do Todd Knock doing the New Mutants. Oh my God, it looks amazing.
I would like to see that. Yeah, I like Todd
Oh
Knock.
jeez, it's so
And
good,
you know,
fucking
here's.
awesome, and he's got the whole lineup of the New Mutants, like all of them, like the
What is that?
entire
What are you talking
cast.
about? What
It's
series?
Magneto. It's Jam DeMatteis and Todd Knock. It's really cool.
Need to get that.
I passed on it, but I saw it at the comic shop and I was like, I fell in love with Todd Knock again when he did Stargirl, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this. And it looks amazing. I already read issue one and two. It's really good.
Yeah, it kind of appeals to me because Todd Knock kind of reminds me a little bit of Brett Blevins. No, yeah, no, Brett
Well,
Blevins.
Todd Knock started with Extreme, didn't he?
Yeah,
Like
he
I think,
did.
yeah.
Actually, it kind of reminds me of Bacciolo b back in the old days.
It is kind of like that, but in storytelling, but I think his art is pretty distinctive. Like I
Yeah.
can't point. I just know like Todd Knock from Young Justice, like when he was with Peter David doing Young Justice, and he draws kids like really good. So when he like got to draw the New Mutants, I'm like, oh my God, this looks awesome. It just looks amazing. I like it a lot. I'm glad I picked it up. I almost
Yeah.
passed on it, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, how did I miss this? Look, on the cover has the New Mutants right on the cover.
Yeah. It's almost all New Mutants. It's crazy. It's kind of like going back to when he was the head of the school and he was like training the New Mutants, and Xavier's gone and he's got like a lot of conflicts. Like he's like flashing back a lot into his evil side and he's like, why am I here? Why am I teaching? And then all of a sudden, the Sisterhood of Evil Mutants show up and it looks to be like one of, like he has another daughter. It's like she has the mutant ability to like sap mutant abilities, kind of like Rogue. I can't really tell now because it hasn't really explored her. Her name is Irie, IRAE. Yeah, it's really cool. I like
Her
it.
first appearance.
Yeah.
I'll have to
I'm
make sure I
interested
pick that one up.
because of the old school team. I'm also interested in the Tom DeFalco Secret Wars series that taps into it's like a continuation of Secret Wars, so it's gonna tap into Battle World. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then the Daredevil, like you said, I'm gonna get Thanos because of Christopher Cantwell.
Me too.
And I'm getting Howard the Duck just because it's a one shot, and I like Howard the Duck, and
Me
Chip
too.
Zdarsky's good. And I'm getting Thunderbolts and Sentry.
I'm not getting Thunderbolts. I'm getting Sentry because it's written by Jason Liu.
What do I kn we know him from?
He did Pitiful Human Lizard,
Oh.
which I love from what the hell, what was that company called? The Liv Gleason one.
That I think it is Liv Gleason, but it was Captain Canuck published Chapter House.
Yeah, Chapter House.
They changed
So
the name on it to Liv Gleason Chapter House or something like that.
yeah, so Jason Liu, he has done another Marvel book where he did like writing with someone else, because I think that's how they like kind of bring people in. So now he's doing this on his own, so.
Well, I'm interested in Sentry, and I've always been interested in Thunderbolts, so I'm good. This is kind of like the movie version of Thunderbolts, but we'll see where it goes. And Borg, I don't know how to pronounce it, Geraldo Borges. I like his art. Should be good. And then Punisher, this is the new Punisher, David Peepos and Dave Wachter.
I get all Punisher number ones.
Yeah,
Yeah,
gotta
I'm
get
excited Dave
that.
Wachter is doing it. That's amazing. I love that he's found success.
And I'm getting this Gang War, but I don't know how deep I'm gonna get it because I'm definitely getting the Amazing Spider-Mans because I get Amazing Spider-Man, but I'm probably
Yeah.
gonna get like the Amazing Spider-Man Gang War First Strike. But I'm not sure if I'm gonna get like Spider-Woman and Luke Cage and all the other tie-ins.
Yeah, there's a lot of I'm actually kind of curious about the Spider-Woman, but I may not get it because it's Gang War. I mean, so I may be lost.
Yeah, it's just so much. Like, it's weird because I see savings in certain areas and then it picks up in other areas, so. It seems like some of these titles were already solicited, so I wonder if they're going to show up twice. I
Some of
remember
them,
Spider-Boy and White Widow.
yeah, it says please note earlier FOCs for these titles previously solicited. So I don't know why they put these in here, because I guess you could go to your comic shop and say, hey, I missed this. I want to add
See,
it.
look at the Magneto cover, 404. Look at that. It just looks so awesome. You could see the New Mutants in the background. I
Yeah.
just love the way he draws them.
I missed that. I missed it. I totally missed it. That's okay.
I did too. We didn't talk about it. It's one of those picking up off the shelf and saying,
Messed
oh my
us.
God, this is good.
If they had called it Magneto and the New Mutants or something.
It's really more of a New Mutant story. Well, it centers around Magneto, but there's a lot of New Mutants in it.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, yes. I think the rest of them are just books that we normally get. Or I normally get. There is a What
Oh.
If Tomb of Dracula by Marv Wolfman.
Yeah, I have that on my list as a potential. And then I'm also going to get X-Men Blue Origins number one, which is Simon Spurrier doing Nightcrawler origin story.
I'm tempted by that, but the
But you might
solicit
just
is
read it.
selling me more than the cover because it's got like Spider Nightcrawler on the cover.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least the
And then
facsimiles they don't have to get because I already own them.
that's good. There's
That
a
saves me some money.
one hardcover I might get, which is not making me happy because it's expensive. Blowing my budget. It's the Spider-Woman Masterworks Volume 4.
Do you have the first one or what?
I have the third one.
It is a nice cover.
I think, or the second one. I have the one that has the Mark Gruenwald issues. But this one has the Andacente and Chris Claremont issues.
And my expensive book is the Daredevil Omnibus Volume 3.
Okay.
I luckily I don't have to get the Cap one because they already did the Captain America Jack Kirby Omnibus and it had these issues in it. So the
Dang.
other one that I'm real I want to get, but it just depends. Do I have Volume 4? Is the Wolverine Omnibus? If I have Volume 4, I'm going to get Volume 5 because there's no reason not to.
Got a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah. Every time I look at these Epic collections, it hurts me a little bit because I'm like, why did you break the streak? Yeah, that's it for me pretty much on there.
Yeah.
I want to get two omnibuses, but man, I think I'm already over my budget. We'll see how the back half of previews looks.
I'm over already.
DC, do you want to do DC or?
Well, you're getting everything. Is there any highlights? Well, here's what I was gonna get. Batman Offworld number one. Is
Yeah, that Jason Aaron.
that yeah, I didn't put a
That's
note there.
odd. Batman in space? That's so weird.
I'm only getting it because it's Jason Aaron.
And but it's Doug Monke too. I love Doug
Okay.
Monke. He's awesome. I'm getting the Titans
Those
crossover
pages are
Beast
great.
World.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, they have Superman 78 coming back and Batman 89.
89.
And the Godzilla versus Justice League, you can't pass on that because that's an intercompany crossover that'll never get reprint once they lose it. The
True.
Batman Santa Claus Silent Night looks pretty cool. If you're
Yeah, I
into
didn't have
holiday
that.
stories.
Oh, I'm surprised it's a four-part series and not just a one-shot.
Outsiders number one. I'm getting that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
Let's see if there's anything else worth. I was happy that no collected editions are in this issue that I'm getting.
That's good. And I got to decide on Wesley Dodd's Sandman if I want to get that in singles or not.
Oh, yeah, that's such a great creative team, though. Rossimo and Venditti.
Yeah.
Speed Force. That one is a new number one I'll be getting. Everything else I'm just getting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any collections or anything for this month. DC is my one area that I'm saving money this month.
Ooh, DC's "Twas the Mite Before Christmas." This is a one-shot anthology.
Oh, is that like
It's a Christmas
reprinting Christmas
80-page
stories?
giant. Yep, not reprinting. These are new
Oh, are there new
material.
ones?
There's another Gargoyle of Gotham by Grandpa. Are you getting that in singles?
I have to decide. That'll come to budget. We'll see.
Facsimile editions, Adventure Comics 260, the first Aquaman origin story, the Justice Society of America number 3, All-Star Comics number 3, Batman number 5, the first remodeled Batmobile, and then Doom Patrol, where they introduce Beast Boy, and then the Wonder Woman number 1.
It's a lot.
Yes, getting all of them. Maybe I'm not saving money in this one. Because if you add those up, those are
Yeah,
expensive.
those are
That's like $3.99. Okay, that the $6.99, $6.99, $4.99, $6.99. So that's quite a bit.
Yeah, once you get to the old ones, they were thick boys back in the day.
Yeah.
64 pages.
Yeah, I don't think I'm saving anything. Oh, I you know what I did mean to ask you when you showed me that Kickstarter.
Yeah.
What was where did you find that? How did you find it? And are you gonna get it?
I don't remember how I found it. I believe it was probably in an update from another Kickstarter that pointed me to it.
Oh, 'cause I
That's a
didn't see
guess.
it. And
Yeah.
then I opened it and I read about it and I was like, this is reprinting the Arrow stuff. I'm like, this is
Yeah,
awesome.
so it's what was the t I can't remember what the title of it is now.
Something Bathory.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth
Bathory.
Bathory. Yeah. Who is the we've read stories about her before. She's one who used to pay
Bathed
the
in
blood,
blood.
right? Yeah. Yeah, so this was so it's what's his name? Like Ralos Kurris or something. He's an Avatar guy, so that was one. Seeing his name, I was like, oh, he's done Warren Ellis Avatar stuff. And two, yeah, it was an Eros book that hasn't been republished. And three, I guess the Eros one was like heavily edited and had bad translation. So this is retranslated and it's complete, like nothing cut out of it. So they didn't censor it at all. So it's like, oh,
Very cool.
that's awesome. That's why I said, oh, Mike will be interested in this one.
And then Kirk sent us the cinema, what do you call it?
Oh, Gutter Hunter or
Gutter
something?
Hunter, yeah, the
Yeah.
three issues though, and it's all of adult comics kind of stuff. That's the one I got about the cinema too, the history of pornography. They're really well done.
Yeah, the cinema. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
Robin Bougie.
They are very good research books for
Yeah,
sure.
I have the first two Gutter Hunters. I haven't had a chance to. I actually don't know where they are. I gotta find them so I can read them. I flipped through them when I first got them.
I
Yeah,
didn't get
they're.
them, so I the ones I would be getting would be second prints because I need to get the other two.
Yeah, that's where he just like goes like super deep dives into weird stuff. So yeah, he's been doing cinema tour for years, which is going deep diving into like weird movies. And now he's doing it for weird comics.
Yeah, I got a collected edition that went into like pornography.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I haven't finished reading it yet, but I want to.
Yeah, I like his stuff a lot. A lot. Because he's doing the work that I wish I could do. Do this research.
Yeah.
But I'm glad someone else is doing it so I can just read it.
So we got to
All right.
start with Boom.
Boom is now the number one
Boom.
company. Wait, I gotta find my. Oh, there it is. Previews. Open. So the first book is the girl I was talking about, the weird girl that's on the cover.
Darcy Van Poelgeest.
Zwala.
Oh, I thought you were
That the
talking
first
about the
one?
first Boom one.
I haven't gotten
Are you
to.
gonna get that? It's on page 38.
My gosh, I'm still scrolling. Hang on. Oh, the first one.
Oh, it's Zwala. Yeah,
Yeah,
it is
first one is
Zwala.
Zwala. Yeah, I am getting that.
I'm not.
Ah.
It just doesn't seem.
Too kitty?
I don't know. I could regret it, but it falls into that realm where I could miss it. You'll probably find it and say, "Oh my God, this is so good."
There's a preview, but there's no words. Oh, it looks a little violent. She
I
looks like
don't
a.
think it's Kitty. I mean, it's
No,
Twig
she.
meets
Yeah, she's eating some kind of
Marcelli the Scream
person or
Queen. I don't even
something.
know what Marceline the Scream Queen is. I didn't
I don't
I
either.
didn't buy Twig either. And he's like he did the Wind, and I didn't buy that either. I read the first issue, but I didn't continue with it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I did the same.
And it's look at the price. Oh no, never mind. The price is $4.99. I thought it was $9.99.
Oh, that's for the foil cover.
Yeah.
It's
And
not the.
I looked at the previews, and while it looks like interesting color and stuff, it's I don't know. It's something that I think I can miss.
I can pass on it. I'll get it. I'll let you know how great it was. And then Lotus Land, so that's the Darcy Van Poelgeest, who did Little Bird, which I liked. I don't think you
Was that a
liked it.
movie?
Little Bird? No, it's a comic.
Oh.
Image comic, I believe.
This one I think I'm gonna do a little more research on and decide.
There's a little preview there you can read. It's only a couple pages, though.
There's so much I want that I think I'm making sacrifices across in the back half.
Gotta make some sacrifices. But I probably need to get Berserker Fallen Empire number one.
I am getting
Because it's
that.
a one shot, I think.
This one I am getting. I like the Berserker books, and this one looks like it's a tale in his past, so it should be a good one.
Yeah. Is it a one shot? I thought it was, but I'm not seeing. No, maybe I'm mistaken. Because it doesn't seem to say anything about a one shot.
It's $9.99. It's expensive.
Is.
And it's not 80 pages, it's 56. So, ooh. But I think that because I'm getting this, I'm gonna not get the first two.
You know, Keanu Reeves needs his money, apparently. Come on, Keanu, you're rich. It should be $3.99 because gift to your fans.
Animal Pound Ash Can. I think I'm getting it. It's Tom King and Peter Gross. It's just the ash can, but
Oh yeah, I didn't notice it was an ash can. Yeah,
I'm gonna probably get it.
I'm gonna
And
probably
I've
get it
become a
too.
big fan of Tom King's stuff. Like there was a while where I just couldn't take his Batman, but I just like his vision and stuff is
I
really
haven't been won over
big.
yet, but I haven't, to be fair, I haven't read my trades of Vision. I haven't read my Vision trade yet. And I haven't read my. Yeah. So I need to. I haven't given up on Tom King yet.
Got The Space Between number one by Corina Becco and Danny Luckart.
Yeah, and it's a sci-fi about like it was like a caste system on a space station, and about two it's Romeo and Juliet, so people from different levels have fallen for each other.
I want this one, but if it also falls with those other. If I get another boom, it's going to be one of the three: Zawa, the Lotus Land, or this one. But I'm not going to get all of them, and I haven't decided which ones yet.
We need to decide.
But I am getting Berserker, that one for sure. That one's a for sure. And then all the usual ones that I am getting.
Don't that's all I have for Boom.
Dynamite, I'm getting Savage Red Sonja. That's a done deal.
Me too.
And cover wise, I'm man, I'm torn on these. That Frank Cho and the Dan Panosian, and
I'm getting the Panosian just.
there's an Arthur Adams. That might be a good investment. This might be one where I go three covers. I don't know.
Just getting cover A, which is my favorite anyway, so.
God, I don't know. I love that Frank Cho one too. But Panosian one's probably the gonna be the biggest discount,
Yeah,
and
that's a
that's one
that
I'll
you cover. Yeah.
get for sure. I'm not getting Negaduck. Hades is probably gonna
Neither.
wrap up, and then just the usuals on this one.
Yeah.
I'm still getting Gargoyles, the main series. It looks like Dalmatians are coming next month because there's a Watch This Space. Could be Cruella
Yeah.
de Vil because they're featuring the de Villains, so it could be Cruella de
It's
Vil.
probably Cruella. That'll be a big one for them. She's very popular.
Vampirella Dead Flowers. I'm getting the Perillo cover. Some of those. The Sarah Verzetta ones are interesting to me because she has, if this is the daughter or the granddaughter, or I'm not sure, but
Yeah, I think it's the granddaughter.
she's got like the stylistic layouts of her grandfather. I decided not to get Alice Cooper, I think. But I could regret though, because the last run was really good. Army of Darkness, I'm still getting. Red Sonja. Good God. Jesus. I'm torn between the Perillo and the Boren
Oh,
Barrett.
the
Oh
Karen
my God.
Barons.
Damn. Son of a bitch. That might be a twofer.
Perillo one. I mean, you got to get the Perillo one. It's great. Yeah, that Bjorn cover is nice.
I've been tempted to spend big bucks to get the first Cry for Dawn. Do you have that?
Probably. I don't know if I have the first one, actually.
Sell it to me for cheap.
I'm gonna look Cry for Dawn. I'm gonna guess I don't have it. Oh, I guess I'll cry right. Cry for Dawn. I mean, I have Cry for Dawn 1, but I don't know if it's the first one or not.
This is another cover
Probably
one
had it.
that I'm torn between the Sheena because of the Jungle Girl covers, but I like cover A, cover B, and C.
Cover A is nice. Oh, cover B is nice. Oh, cover C is nice. Yeah.
Yes. Cover C is like a bondage.
It is, and she's
Yeah.
about to die.
Yeah,
That's a nice cover. And it's kind of unlike his normal Arthur Studium covers. This is
yeah.
more, she's like upside down, and the ape's thrown her off a cliff.
Vampirella Dracula. Looks good. The A, B, C, and D. I like all those covers. Good God.
I think I like the C cover the best.
I like the layout of the C the best, and it's very it's like something we haven't seen before. Do you know what I
It's sort of
mean?
coming out
Out
of
of a sewer cover, it looks like a manhole cover.
a, or is it a submarine or something?
It could be a submarine.
Because it's not ground, it's like steel, or like a bomb or something. I don't
Wow, it
know. It's
looks
cool.
good.
Yeah.
I'm still getting King Kong, but I haven't read it yet. And then the rest are collected editions. A lot of collected editions offered. So we get to
Good.
the deluxe publishers. Aftershock is doing a lot of kids' books again, at least OGNs. I don't know if they're reprints.
The witch.
Aftershock is doing a lot of
Oh,
kids'
after
OGNs, but I don't know if they were already published, and you know how they do a lot of.
Yeah, I don't know. Haven't been getting those. So. New printing is available, yeah, so I guess some of them are just reprints. Or they're most probably just reprints.
Conan the Barbarian, still getting that. This is a start of a new story
Is
arc.
there a new?
I don't, I think that's all that I'm getting. Well, I'm still getting the Blade Runner stuff, but those are trades. So
Yeah.
I'm getting a break. No, I'm still getting a Scarlet
Couture.
Couture. Thank God those covers haven't drawn me in as much as some of the other ones. Usually just get cover
Reprieve
A on
there.
that one. A Blaze. They seem to be doing a lot of mangas lately.
Manga, yeah, they have a couple of mangas here. I will be getting the Agent number one.
It does seem interesting. It's a
This is
magic
about
thing.
magic, which I love, and it's European. I feel that Ablaze has chosen some very good
Properties.
European properties to bring over, so I trust them. Although I need another volume of Gung Ho. I need another collection.
Yep.
God damn it.
The
They should have.
eight. I am gonna try the agent, I think. I don't know if I'm gonna go with cover A, because it looks awesome, or cover D, which is the Steranko homage cover.
DCBS has a deal on the A cover, so I'm
Oh,
getting
that's the one I'm getting. That's easy.
that
I don't think I ordered the Prism. I am getting Almost Dead.
I am getting Osamu Tezuka's Shakespeare Manga Theater,
What page
which
is that?
is on page 166 from Ablaze.
Oh, really?
They're bringing out Tezuka's Shakespeare shorts, which I've never read any of them, so I'm excited. They're from different places, so they're kind of collecting them all
To
together.
be or not to be?
That's right, I will be
That is the question.
so educated.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
Wherefore art thou, Romeo? 'Tis the east, and I am but the west, or something.
I
I am but the sun.
the next
Well, not
company is
probably
oh.
not people will probably know that you minored in Shakespearean literature in college.
That's right. Or that I acted in a lot of them.
That's true.
I
You
played
played Othello.
Juliet.
I like that we both went places.
I had a love-hate relationship with Shakespeare in high school. Like I
Sure.
hate the way he writes. Like my mind just
Well, yeah.
the way he writes, I hate it, but the overall themes I
Yeah,
loved.
stories. Yeah, the
Yeah,
stories.
I love the story, but I just hate the I hated the
Iambic pentameter.
yeah, I don't I
Well, and it's also difficult because A, it's written in, he uses a lot of words that we don't use anymore, so you got to figure out what he's talking about. And B, I think he made up a lot of words too, so
Yeah.
you put those together, and it's poetry basically, so
And we would have
yeah,
to
it's
read
tough.
those out like aloud in English class, and I just fucking hated it. Like,
Yeah, and
but I,
you're
if,
being forced to read it, so
yeah, I was forced to read it. But like, if I could just absorb like the overall story and like what was happening, I really liked it. Like,
maybe when we're retired, sitting out on the porch, we can like read Shakespeare and discuss it. Oh, did you see paragraph 5, where he
Yeah.
compared the sun to the moon?
You still haven't told Melanie yet. See, I've already told Barb, so she's prepared.
She's prepared.
We're gonna be on our walkers on the porch. We went to a Rockies game. Our company had a company night at the
Oh, fun.
Coors Field. Yeah, it was cool. They got rained out the day before. I thought we were gonna get rained out. They didn't, but we got to go to it. And they gave us 4 tickets, so my brother and his son went with us and
Oh, nice.
got to see the Rockies game. We made the mistake of leaving in the ninth, though, because the Giants walked in. I mean, the Rockies walked in the game-winning run, and we were like, "There's no way they're gonna catch up. They haven't really had much offense." We left, and they ended up winning.
Oh,
And
so you're
it's
like,
like,
let's beat the rush and
"Oh
get out
yeah,"
of
we were
here.
like, "Let's get the rush back, get back to Harley." And I was like, "Oh fuck, we made the biggest mistake. We should have just stayed."
Were you
And
at
it
least
wasn't like
listening
it
to it
went
on the
until.
radio on the way home?
No,
You
we just
just gave
totally.
up.
Well, Barb was like, "You need to check," because Barb was driving on the way back, and she's like, "You should check." And I was like, "Oh fuck, you're not gonna believe this, Barb. They won." And it was like a really
Comeback
good
of the
play.
year.
It's like one of those plays where like the whole stands just go nuts, you know?
Once in
It's
a
like,
light, yeah, once in a lifetime.
"Wah!"
People will be talking about it for years.
Oh
I was
gosh.
there.
But it was pretty good. I had a good time at the
That's good.
ballpark, and it was Los
Yeah.
Rockies night, so they had an announcer speaking Spanish and everything. It was pretty neat,
Yeah.
and they had these like capes they gave. They're like capes that say Los Rockies, and it has like a skull on it. You know, like the what is it, the Dia de los Muertos, or I don't know how to
Oh,
say it, but
Day of the Dead.
yeah, the Day of the Dead kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, that's cool that your brother and his son got to go with you.
Yeah.
Did they stay or did they leave too?
They left in the eighth.
Okay, they gave up.
But that's because Presley was tired. Like he likes stuff like that, but he likes it to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he can't.
Yeah, kids these
It's
days
like I'm
can't
away
hang.
from my iPad for 2 hours and
He
it's
starts
like I can't
twitching.
yeah, it's like I'm
Starts
having a
twitching.
compulsion.
Oh, I gotta check stuff. Can't be here.
So we're in Opus and we got Nadia and the Nomobots. This is not a band thing either, right?
I don't think so. I didn't note the dominatrix trade.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't afford it. I can.
You're gonna have to get it.
Can't. I just don't want to afford it.
You gotta
Can't
drop
afford the
some other
space.
shit.
Might have
Drop
to.
all the boom stuff and get this thing. They still keep the devil's number in it. It's 1666.
That's funny.
Yes. You're gonna go
Yeah,
to
Nadia, I got to
hell.
decide on. I mean, yeah,
It's
maybe.
$4.99, which is unusually cheap for them.
Yeah, it's not band related, which is weird.
Am gonna do the Offspring because I like them, and this cover looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm tempted by the Offspring.
Do you like the Offspring?
That's a weird one because pretentiously, I used to like them like before they became popular.
Why are you like that? Like, do you have to be better than everybody? Is it.
No, it well, because no, only because they were more like punk rock when they started, and then they went more mainstream, so the music changed.
Don't think their popular stuff is mainstream.
They had that one song that was huge.
De Niro, but I hate that bitch. I sing every day. I don't know. It's huge, but it's not
I
like
think they still,
mainstream
yeah, I think
music.
they still maintained their edge even when they were popular. They got way bigger than they should have, way quicker than they were. Like, I don't think they expected to get as big as they got,
So
'cause they
like
were just like
if
a,
you were in a band, would you like if me and you were in a band?
yeah.
And we were gonna make millions, like, and you would say, "Fuck no, we gotta stay with our snobbish shit,
Oh
and I'm
no,
like,
I would sell out in
what?
a second.
Yeah.
I'm old though. Like if I was, you got the eight like 18-year-old Bill would not sell out.
Oh, 18-year-old Bill will
But
just
the
fuck this
50-year-old
shit.
Bill don't give
Yeah,
a
it's like millions. Okay, I'm out. I'll get to spend that on comic books, right? I'll be able to
what
get the
billions sold?
Dominatrix trade now.
Exactly. I can pay for a storage locker now.
I'm intrigued by this Basic Instincts adaptation with Vanessa Del Rey. She's one of my favorite artists, and drawing a movie that I like, a Michael Douglas
Yeah,
and
this is weird. It's like, yeah, it's
Sharon
the first
Stone.
comic adaptation of the movie. It's like, yeah, but that's because there was no call for it. It's a weird movie to like, it's not the kind of movie where I'm like, oh man, I really wish they would do a comic adaptation of that movie. Like usually they do like big blockbuster type stuff.
The other thing, did you notice on the bottom of Basic Instinct it says Sumerian, which is Behemoth?
Yeah.
And this is on a massive page.
Well,
Did they
yeah.
merge?
I thought they bought. I don't know. It's confusing. No, wait. Sumerian. Yeah, it's confusing. Maybe. I guess so.
Because all the other ones are Sumerian and
Yeah, so this is Sumerian being published through
massive.
Massive, which is Whatnot.
Yeah.
Used to be Whatnot. So. Sumerian, which bought
Behemoth.
Amiga
Behemoth.
Behemoth, which
Behemoth,
bought
which came from
Amigo.
Amigo.
So yeah, so you had Amigo, who was bought by Behemoth. Well, I don't know if they were bought, but whatever. Became Behemoth, which became Sumerian,
Now
which is
becomes
now Massive,
massive.
which used to be Whatnot.
I am gonna get this Basic Instinct. I am gonna do it.
It's on my potential list. I almost want to get it just to see what it is.
That cover A is sexy. My God. It's real subtle. I don't even remember if I ordered Bad Omens. That's one of the ones I gotta check. And is that based on the TV show? I have no idea.
No, because the TV show is a Neil Gaiman, isn't it?
Not sure.
Is there a TV show? Wait, there's a Bad Omens. Oh
Yeah,
yeah. I
it's
thought
on
it was.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, isn't that the Neil based on the Neil Gaiman book?
I don't know, that's about angels and stuff, it looks like.
Yeah, I believe it is. I don't know if I don't think this has any relation to it.
Blackout Bombshell, I think I'm getting that one. But I don't remember it being $5.99, that's for sure. These are two titles I need to check. Like, did I skip them or did I order them?
That's weird. The cover of Bad Omens, it's like Bad Omens is in small letters and then
Concrete
Concrete Jungle.
Jungle.
Maybe they got in trouble because they're like, hey, you can't put Bad Omens in big letters because people are going to think it's
Yeah, it's the TV
the
show.
TV show. So I'm like, fine. We'll put it small.
Got a
Were you
red.
saying? Oh, Red Agent?
Yeah, Red Agent.
I don't know if I had that.
A new Robin Hood. That's Bruce. Brucia, Van Helsing, Pat Shand, Bell. I'm still getting all of these.
We're getting
Guess
the
they.
Shand, I'm getting into Wonderland, and maybe the Robin Hood Blood in the Water sounds interesting as a concept. Because it's Robin Hood on vacation. Her fun in the sun turns deadly when the local boaters are attacked by a mysterious creature in the lake. I do like my lake monsters
Yeah.
stories.
Dark Horse. We got a new Count Crawley. What do you think about that?
I like it. I like me some Count Crawley. I'm happy that that's ongoing.
These ones I have to be careful with because I don't remember what I'm getting anymore and what I'm not getting, so I gotta go to my order form and verify.
Yeah, I don't have a lot for Dark Horse.
I think I'm getting a Black Hammer. Well, I know I'm getting Black Hammer. I think I'm getting Drive for Hell, Drive Like Hell. Lunar Lodge, I think I'm getting. Mortal Terror, I think
Yeah,
I'm getting.
I'm getting Lunar Lodge.
Quick Stops 2, I'm getting. That's Kevin Smith. St. John, I'm pretty sure I'm getting. I was going through my box of uninventoried comics, and I think I have the first appearance of The Witcher. And I don't buy any of The Witcher comics, but I did buy the first series.
And there's a collection for Barnstormers, so I need to read that.
Oh, God, that's so good. I loved it.
Yeah, I know you liked it. I'm sure it's good.
I loved it. It was 5 out of 5 for sure.
And then I need to read Survival number one to see if I want to get the trade of that. That's the Sean Lewis one.
And then it jumps to IDW.
IDW.
Still getting Catfight,
Okay.
Bryn Mawr, Dark Spaces stuff, Earth Divers. I think all that stuff's ending very soon. Killmore. I stopped all the Star Trek stuff.
Oh, did you?
But I'm getting so much Ninja Turtle stuff. It's like they just
I
have
gotta
so
decide what I
many.
want to get. I don't know if I'm gonna get the Last Ronin
I like the Last Ronin stuff
re-evolution,
more than
the main.
the main title, yeah.
I don't think
Just
there's any a new issue of the main in this one.
that's odd. It's very odd.
There's a, what do I have on my list?
Oh, because it seems like this Last Ronin's like a weekly thing. They have like three, f one, two,
Oh, yeah, you're right.
a 5 week event type weekly thing.
Yeah.
They have the Untold Destiny of the Foot Clan. In the Last Ronin re-evolution. Wow, there's a lot of Last Ronin stuff.
Yeah, the
Oh, this 1 through 5 is just reprints of the original in regular comic format. You know how it was in larger style?
Okay, so it's just resized. Okay, so the re-evolution number one is a new thing, but the Last Ronin ones are
Yeah, just reprints.
a reprint. So okay. Yeah, and I got to decide on that Untold Destiny of the Foot Clan. Maybe I'll check that one out.
Absolute Comics is coming back.
Absolutely.
Resilient number 2, Wayward Legends, and White Widow.
I'm getting White Widow,
I need
number
to
eight.
check on what I was getting and what I wasn't because it's been a long time. I know I'm getting White Widow for sure. That's a for
Wow,
sure
Wayward
thing.
Legends resolicited from November 17.
2017, yeah.
Oh my gosh. What was White Widow was 19. Man. There hasn't been a White Widow in that long? That's impossible.
It's been a long time.
Oh no, here, May 21. That's what it is.
Femme
20.
Force number 202. It's still plugging along, my AC Comics. Ahoy
I did get
Comics
it.
has Captain Ginger.
I think that's
That's
a. Oh, it's just offered again.
no, it's a new series called The Last Feeder.
Oh, I was looking at the trade. Yeah, you're right. There's a new 2 issue. All right, I have to go to my list now, see what I have. My next one's. Whatever. American Mythology. I'm not sure if I'm going to get 21 Santa Stories or 21st Century Santa Stories.
What do kids dream about on Christmas? It ain't sugar plums. Today's kids need new stories about the magic of Santa Claus, and we're delivering it like a fat man himself. These are awesome stories, full of humor, modern silliness that kids can enjoy and understand.
Oh, that's probably Kitty.
Very weird. I don't know. It's so odd that I want to buy it. Like, what the fuck is
Well,
this?
the cover A looks like a horror book.
What are, yeah, I know. What are they gonna try to tell me a story for today's audience? Like, what does that mean? I
What does
don't
that mean? Yeah, I
I
don't.
think
Today's
I'm still
kids need
getting
new stories about the magic of Santa Claus. Aren't all
Don
stories of Santa Claus about the magic of Santa Claus?
Yeah, I don't know. American Mythology is such an odd company.
Wish they would just get around to publishing old stuff, republishing old stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting the Al Capone and the Night of the Living Dead and Bombshell and Beast of Bower, I think.
That's everything.
Yeah. That's why I'm probably not going to get the Santa Claus. They
Yeah, I
have a
think I'm
lot,
gonna
so
pass on that.
usually they have like two things, and now it's like four things, so it's an odd month.
Throwing you off. Then we got Antarctic.
Oh God, there's what am I not getting?
Killing me. The only thing I'm not getting is World War III.
And then they got Niobe coming back, and
I
Niobe
know,
Birthright
Niobe
number one.
Birthright.
I like that too.
Me too, and it's Samir Samael art, who I like him a lot, so I had to get that.
And then I might get this T-shirt that says "Ask me about my long box."
I didn't notice that. That's pretty funny. I'm waiting. Why don't if they would just do like a like any of their anthology shirts, I would probably buy. I'd be probably buy them.
Know what, Bill? I don't often have regrets from the con, but I sure do wish I would have got one of those Jungle
Oh,
Comics
you know what?
covers.
Every time I read Jungle Comics, I'm like,
Oh
damn it, why didn't I
God,
get one of those
because they were
covers?
just solicited and we could have had them. And it's
I
like, oh man, I just can't believe I turned that down. I should have come back with one.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I like them
I
so
regret it.
much. I like them. It's not that I love them. That's my shit. I don't understand why I did that.
I think it was late on like the last day and we were
It was
tired.
late, and I
And
saw what Andy
someone already
got.
took the best page.
Yeah, I know. I saw what Andy got, and then I was like, but then now I'm seeing those covers fully covered and rendered, and I'm like, I could have had that. Damn it.
Yeah, we messed up.
Ah.
We have no excuse. We were both there. We could have convinced each other to buy them. If one of us had said, I think I'm going to get this one, then the other person would be like, I want that other one.
But then I would have. The other thing is, I would have had to find one of those protectors and,
Yeah, and
like,
figure out how to get it
cause
home.
those would be fucked up in the luggage,
Yeah.
and it's too big. I'd have to like carry it. Like, I don't know. It would.
Then you'd be like me with my Tom Scioli page on the plane.
Yeah. I
Everyone's
don't
staring at
know.
you. Why is that guy carrying a big comic book page around?
We had a con here and I didn't go, and it sounded terrible. It sounded just like there were celebrities, but not a lot of comics. But I tried to get out of them. Like I tried to ask like Palmiotti or there, and nobody answered me. But I just wanted to know what that con was, because everything I saw from the news, and it looked like not my thing. Like it looked like there were so many people and they were all there for celebrities, and the only one that I was like remotely interested in seeing was Elvira, Cassandra Peterson. Like I
Oh,
would
that's
have got
yeah,
to go
that's
see
cool.
her.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know those, how much other stuff they have,
Yeah.
if it's gonna be worth it.
Well, Archie Comics has Darkling. I'll be getting that.
Yep, I'll be getting that. And the Josie anniversary one shot.
Yep. Same here.
And then AWA has a new series, Red Light.
Yeah, I'm getting that for sure. That's
That's
right up
really.
my alley. Like science fiction and a, what do you call it? A red light district? Hell
Yeah,
yeah.
it's a AI sex robots.
I'm there.
Me too. I'm very excited.
Rompus Room, Madness, and Ribbon Queen. I'm still getting all of it.
Yeah.
Now we get into the tough sections, man. Black Box. Do I get Dead Detective? While investigating the death of his partner, a detective discovers a portal to the afterlife. Reunited in the underworld, they must solve a mystery, a demonic cult, and save the city of Detroit from forces of evil. I will probably get that. I have to
Yeah,
check if I'm getting Empath. I think I
I might
am.
get that. All I wrote down is a detective finds a portal, investigating a murder, finds a portal to hell. Sounds good. And he I think I might have to get Hexpaw. What page is that?
Hexpaw.
Here we go.
Oh, this is
255. It's about a guy who, when he gets aroused, he transforms into a 6-foot black cat.
Oh, I gotta get that. That
And the art on
sounds
the covers
familiar.
look like that cover B looks badass.
Yeah, it does.
Who puts a publisher on this? I don't even look.
This
Oh,
is
Blood
Blood
Moon.
Moon. This is the one that I like a lot, but man, they put out so many goddamn books.
Yeah, I wonder how long they're going to keep it up for.
Because I think I'm getting The Accused. I think I'm getting Grit and Gears. Gunbreed. Haunted House, a Love Story, sounds like last month. That.
Was. I don't know if
Because
it's
there's a.
resol
I thought it was a one
resolicited or
shot,
what.
though. Last month was
Oh,
a
yeah, it
one
might have been.
shot.
It might have been. Actually, Winston Gambro, ironically, was at the convention yesterday. I should have asked him.
Oh, wow.
He was one of the few people. Apparently, he's local
Well, there you
to
go.
me, so.
Loop Guru one shot. That's a down and out cameraman takes a job filming a hit reality show deep in the Louisiana swampland. Oh, you have me. You have swampland in Louisiana.
Oh,
I'm
man.
there.
It's the creative team behind Endangered, which I loved Endangered.
Ooh, Endangered was good. I'm getting that. That's a
Yeah,
done deal.
I'm getting that too. And it's a one
Mundus
shot, so.
Tenebris, I'm getting. Pretty sure. Savage Pulp. What is this? The Big Apple, a metropolis masked by a beautiful red veneer of good fortune. It covers a grotesque well. Secrets, deep-seated vices, an unreal graveyard buried in the naive dreams of those who fell prey to its deception and took a bite. Order is decomposing, its remnants are barely visible, and the climate has become wilder. One of the hottest days on record. A lonely man who lives in a banal life contemplates in routine I can't pronounce that word fashion. To no avail, no revolution of the mind. He is but one man. This is a long fucking.
This is way too long, bro. Like, just give me a synopsis here.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's funny because there's a lot of words. I still don't know what the hell it's about.
Neither do I.
What is it about? I don't know.
Fuck, that's a horrible written thing.
It's terrible. I think I'm not gonna get it because if that's what if that's what the writing's like, it's gonna be
The
brutal.
first two sentences sounded interesting, and then as it kept on going, I lost interest.
I think I'm gonna pass on that one.
And the reaper always eager to collect like a thief in the night. This is a horribly written. I don't know.
The only part I understood was that was one of the hottest days of the year.
Yeah.
And one man, I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know what this is about. I have no idea. It could be awesome.
There's Valley of the Death. Leo is in a darkened forest running from a group of strangers that are chasing him. He doesn't know how he got in the forest or why he's being pursued so aggressively. When he happens upon a cabin in the woods, he's desperate to get inside. He finally gains access. He begins to wonder if he was better off outside. An Usher of the Dead. Oh, that's considering the Usher of the Dead stuff. I probably won't get that.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think I'm gonna pass on that. And Boundless, were there any Boundlesses for you this month?
Yes, there was.
Oh.
there's the Threshold Furies bag set.
Oh, there you go.
That's Avatar
So
at
Threshold,
1999.
yeah,
18,
18, 19,
19,
20,
20, and 11.
11.
Those are some early ones, that's for sure. And then these other ones I have to look. There was one other one that I wanted.
I don't think I'm. I think I don't have to get
Oh,
any because.
Cyber Angels Wet Nude Bag Set.
Oh, I
This
might have had that on
contains
my.
Nera X, History 1, Allura Number 1, and Cyber Angels Preview Nude Covers. All first printings. Some are 20-plus year old comics, may have minor damage, but I'm getting that one.
I don't think I get that one, but I might be getting the Helena nude bag. Just Helena 1, 2, and 3.
Is that Avatar?
I think that might. They don't
Or
show
is
the
that
covers, so
Boundless?
I'm gonna be Boundless
Yeah,
to
see, I
look it
already
up.
have all the Boundless, so I gotta be really careful.
Yeah, you
The
do.
not having these covers is really annoying. I know
Nera
the
X. I
junk.
picked up a Nera X yesterday because it was a chromium cover.
Oh, that's nice. You know
It's
what?
like,
I
ooh,
used to not
Nera
like
X
this guy's
chromium.
art. I used to not like his art. The guy who does Nera X, and now I
Oh,
find it very.
it's a Bill Mouse or something.
Yeah, it's like a. I find it very sexy now. Like I don't know why. I think I read
That's
something
funny.
in the Aerosol era that he did, and I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah, it's definitely stylized. I like it. I had to get the. I couldn't pass on a chromium cover.
See.
Then, are you gonna get Tuskers from
I'm
CEX?
tempted because well, Daniel Gover does the I see him at cons all the time. He does the art.
Yeah, so it's about poaching, elephant poaching. I think I'm gonna pass. I
I might pass because of the price, but
don't know. It's 52 pages, but yeah, it's $8. I don't know enough about it. I had to research that one.
I like Daniel Gover's art. Like he's really good. But
The covers are all really nice.
this has been a Kickstarter or something.
Yeah, that's what
So
I'm thinking it must have been.
I think we could look at it and go look and see
See
if
some
it.
pages, yeah.
Yeah, it might change our mind, but right now it's no.
Yeah.
That
And
Brooding
then
Muse is still coming out. Can you believe that? That's that
It's impressive.
magazine. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's impressive.
24 pages. Is that small? It seems like it
That's
used to be
small for a
bigger.
magazine. Used to be
Yeah.
like 50.
Comic size. Let's try more sustainable. The next thing I have is Zombie Zero. I don't know what page it's on, though.
I'm getting Lady Death Cybernetic Desecration number one.
Okay.
Beowulf. Well, no, I'm not getting that. A Fistful of Pain. What is that?
Oh, I do have that one. Fistful of Pain one shot. Ryan Lindsay. I usually like his stuff. About dragon sibling rivalry and kung fu vengeance. Yeah, I'm gonna get that one.
What has he done?
He did. Oh my gosh. I think he did Headspace. Is it called Headspace?
Don't
I think it
sound
was called
familiar.
Headspace. That was a might have been a Dark Horse book about this guy who has a town in his head. Maybe like Eternity, I think was one. That was a one shot. He's done various small things. Oh, it probably says here. Eternal, that's what it was. Speed Republic. Oh, here's the zombie one. So on 276. Actually, there's a couple.
Is it Zombie Zero?
Yeah, Zombie Zero, trade paperback.
Did you read anything
Yeah,
before
I checked
Zombie?
out. I looked online and I saw a preview of it and it looked pretty good. So I might be getting that.
I might be getting that lifeboat because it's only 2.99 but 12 pages.
That's
These are
what
really.
I don't get this. And there's a cowboy with many hats, 16
Yeah.
pages for $4.
So much fucking weird.
Yeah, like 12 pages. Let's be 199 for 12 pages. Come on, man. Why bother putting out a 12-page book? They should have combined these two and just brought out Lifeboat slash Cowboy with many hats split. Flip
Yeah.
book. For $3.99. I would get that. I don't know about the 12 pages, though.
I'm curious. I don't know. It's one of those oddities that definitely has my attention.
And then
I
there's
wasn't
number.
put I wasn't gonna get this Zombie Zero, but now that you're talking about it, I'm gonna at least poke around.
Yeah, poke around. I can't. What was the concept of it? The last zombie. So, the last zombie at the end of Apocalypse escapes and searches for his family. Oh yeah, so it's like they've captured all the zombies and gotten control of the zombie situation, but then the last dude who was turned into a zombie escapes, trying to find his family. All the zombie hunters are after him. I am going to get this Splatter Western one-shot number two, because apparently it's like just a series of one-shots.
Yeah, I was planning on getting. I think I got number one.
I ordered number one, yeah. But if it's just one-shots, then I might as well just get them in trades. I mean, it's in trades, in singles. Which I call it mini trades. I call them mini trades.
There's a new Mercy Sparks.
Yeah! With art by Josh Blaylock. He hasn't done that in a while. So, yeah, I'm getting that.
That's his baby.
It's expensive, though. How many pages is it? Oh, 48. All right. That's acceptable.
Flesh-eating cheerleaders holiday special. I think I have that coming. I think I read it already.
What do I have? Tales of
of
the
the
Bazaar, I'm
Bazaar.
not sure. Kind of
I am.
expensive.
I am getting it.
Just B movies.
I'm watching Nude Nuns with Big Guns right now. It's from the creators that did Run Bitch Run.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I am getting this distillery book
I
from
am
Becky
too.
Cloonan, Tulalote.
I'm getting it for the creators, but
Me too.
I don't like this format or price point.
Let's see. For what do you mean by format?
It's a magazine
Oh, is it?
size. Yeah.
Hate magazine size. Doesn't fit in my box. Wait, what do you say? It's magazine. It says prestige.
Thought it was magazine like the other one. Maybe it's not.
I don't think their one shot was magazine size.
Their Jock one was.
It was? Oh, yeah, maybe
Yeah.
you're right. Where is it? Oh, I don't know what I did with it.
Did you buy that Jock one?
I did buy the Jock one.
I didn't. So when that's like gonna be like $800 in back issue, then I'll be like, damn.
And I'll sell it to you for $800. I don't know what I did with my copy, so I can't verify the size. I'm still getting it. It doesn't matter. It's Tulalote and Becky Cloonan. I thought it was interesting in previews they show like the development of the cover art. They show like the for both of their covers, the like black and white and then the color
Yeah.
process. It's interesting. God, Tulalite is just a genius when it comes to charcoal art. She's so talented.
She was fun too when we met her. Like she was
Yeah,
very, very nice.
she was very nice. Yeah, she's awesome.
Fair square. I think I bought Zom Vikings. I think I'm buying that. Fair Square is one of those companies that they're alien books too. So they're the ones that are going to be doing Valiant.
Fair squares.
Yeah.
I am interested in this Far South because it's about like a takes place like in a bar in the I'm not sure where.
It's a Sin City look like, yeah.
C novel, cover for the rest of the world. Blah blah blah. Runs a bar with the worst scoundrels in the area come to settle their differences and talk about setbacks.
Pimps, crooks, gauchos, call it home, even though it's dirty, greasy, and violent. Yep, that's all you need to say.
Hardball Noir one shot.
I love everything these guys publish in terms of like, I'm very interested. I just don't like the price on all of their shit.
Yeah, like Zom Vikings, $13 for 52
But
pages.
even the Huntsman, that sounds fantastic. And it's like $12.99.
Yeah. At least
I
this
feel like
one, $20, but it's 108 pages, so
yeah.
that's not bad. Yeah, Huntsman, 60 pages.
Anything from Fantagraphics?
No. Surprisingly. Nothing that, I think there's a couple of interesting ones, but nothing that I pulled the trigger on.
Now I might be able to skip a lot of pages here. I don't know when my next one is.
My next one is on page, shit, 304. I'm very excited. So Floating World has the next Power Comics collection.
Where are
New
you
York.
at? 40 what?
304.
Oh, so you're before 304.
New York City Outlaws by Ken Landgraf, which this one I've wanted because I think it was like a 3-issue series, but the back issues of these go for like $100 each. So I'm excited to finally be able to read it.
When night becomes, the darkest will arise, who fight for the dawn. Get ready.
I guess it was five. Was it 5 issues? I've actually seen copies of the original issues at conventions before, but they're always like over $50.
Yeah, I didn't know much about this thing. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I'm getting all. I get all the Power Comics collections because I figure, I don't know. It's my opportunity to get them at a reasonable price. Of stuff that I wouldn't be able to get the, we either wouldn't be able to find or couldn't afford the originals.
I might have to get this Beatles Little Golden Book.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that a Beatles fan might want that.
I want If I remember to order it, I'll get it.
And do I have anything for a while?
And the humanoids, they've given a lot of previews on it.
They give a ton of previews of that book that doesn't interest me at all.
Yeah, same here. Matter of fact, the preview turned me off.
Yeah, I guess it did help me to not want it. Now this Pixies of the 60s, I'm kind of interested
That
in.
did look good. That's the one that I liked of the
Because
bunch.
just the Pixies in the 60s sounds fantastic to me.
And the art looked fantastic in the interiors.
Yeah, it does, it's
I
nice.
liked it a lot. Squish and squash.
Then Eden Frost, I don't, what page is that on? Oh, Squish and Squat. Yeah, I'm not gonna get that.
Eden Frost is Mad Cave on 346. Y'all be getting
When is
that.
Keen Spot gonna bring back Bunnir
N
or Ninjas versus Robots? Or are they gonna move, jump ship?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I will be getting that Eden Frost one. Sounds interesting.
Okay.
I didn't think you liked golems.
That's the, it sounds good to me, like kids escaping from Russia,
I thought you specifically said
but
I
there's
don't like
golems, and
golems.
I hate golems. I hate
It's the
them.
protector of the Jews. What are you talking about?
I'm happy that he's protecting the Jews, but I just don't like them. I don't like creatures made from mud.
Hate clay face, huh?
Is
Don't like the clay face.
Clayface considered a golem?
He's made from mud.
Yeah, he's a golem. I hate him. Now, let me see. What else do I got? Oh, Oni, I have something from Oni. I don't think I had anything from Matt. Oh, wait. Else from Mad Cave. But Oni has a Lenuski book.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I'll be getting that. It looks
Yep.
odd as hell.
Faceless in the Family. It does. I will definitely be checking it out. And then, are you getting any of the PS art books? Or you just
Probably
testify
not,
them in a
because there's
pair.
so much.
There is a lot. I wasn't sure if you were gonna get the doll
The
man.
plastic man. Oh, I forgot about the doll man. We were talking about that. I think I will get the doll man. Then they have Tiger Girl. Ooh.
Oh, you're gonna get Tiger Girl.
The Plastic Man, I found that I could still get the DC Archives for fairly cheap.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I believe that. They're probably nicer too.
God dang. I am going to do the Doll Man. I'm going to do the Doll Man.
That was interesting to me. And I know you like that stuff.
Yeah. I will do a doll man. Red 5, just continuing that stuff.
Then
This
computer
I was
scan is running. Don't scan while I'm podcasting. Stop. Cancel. How dare my computer? So rude.
from Running Press, I'm interested in this Strange and Unsung All-Stars of the DC Multiverse. It looks interesting.
Seems right up your alley.
Yeah. Scout, I'm probably not getting Cadians
I'm not
because I'm
either. I
not
don't
a
like
cats.
cats. Even though we have two cats.
You don't like them.
I don't like cats. I like my cats, but in general, I don't like cats.
Don't like my cats. They're just there.
I like my, they're fine. Needy.
This looks good. The lipstick Klika.
I'm getting that.
Yeah, it looks very cool.
That like Latino,
All female gang of shape-shifting
Latina
vampire
vampires.
cholos.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one I was telling my telling Barb about, the vampire cholos. I was like, I really need to get this one. The ghosts on the water, I don't think I'm going to get.
Oh, but there's a. Where's the next one? There's a good one in here.
There's a Rad Wraith double feature. I like Rad Wraith.
Oh, Little
Miss.
Piggy.
Oh, that's Shawn Gabarin. I'll be getting
Yeah.
that. Yeah, for sure.
Awesome.
That's a done deal because I know Shawn and he's really good with horror stories.
He's very good with horror stories.
Vectors. That's science fiction. I probably not get that.
I might get the vectors one.
I'm not into science fiction as much as some of the other genres.
Yeah, I like science fiction. Then let's see what I got next.
See, here's Sumerian, so I'm really confused.
Yeah, it is weird that
What
they
the
have their
fuck is
own.
happening?
How do they have their own section and they're publishing through someone else?
They
They
only
just have
have
one.
one book
Yeah,
there.
just
Maybe
one
they're
book.
just Children of the Comet and then they cut over.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe they're just finishing up this one. This is the last. I think the last issue. I don't know. It says Children of the Comet number 6, 5 of 5.
You like Slayer?
Not really.
Me neither. They suck.
Yeah, I never got into them. I'm not really a
My
speed metal kind
brother-in-law
of guy.
loves them, but he went to go see them in concert. I saw Three Dog Night in concert. It was fucking awesome. It was so cool seeing 70-year-olds rock out, man.
Yeah, they
Oh,
got some
God.
good songs.
Son of a bitch, their concert was awesome. And they were telling cool stories, like,
Yeah, I imagine.
yeah, like he said, yeah, his wife is like 15 years younger than him and bought him an Apple Watch or gave him her old app her old Apple Watch,
Yeah.
and it detected he was dying, and he wasn't dying. He was practicing singing and hitting notes. So it called 911.
Really? That is hilarious. I thought he was in screaming in pain.
Oh God. There's some.
Let me see what
I'm
I have
getting the back
next.
issues. That's interesting. This has got
I'm getting back issue for sure.
American Aztec Ace, Dynamo Joe, Evangeline, Journey, Megaton Man, Trekker, Whisper, and
Journey and
Zot.
Zot. So good. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Comic
Been
book
picking up some
creator has
Whisper
Steve
books.
Gerber too. That would be interesting for me because I love Steve Gerber. I'm still getting that World of Tomorrow, but haven't read it yet. Vault. There's no new number ones.
Yeah, I don't think I had any vaults. Except for, yeah, I'm getting the Unnatural Order.
There's your Christmas fix with Shudder. It's got Santa Claus on
How's
the
it
cover.
there you go. That's what the other cover looked like.
The American mythology.
Yeah.
Is
That's my
that it?
interpretation.
Yeah, that's it. And then it's
I think that's
manga.
all, yeah.
We did it just in time with 5 minutes to
Oh, 5 minutes
spare.
to spare.
There
Man,
you
that's a
go.
record.
There you go. Well, oh man, it's gonna be tough. There are things that
Yeah.
are shooting me over where I want to be.
I'm over budget.
Maybe I'll just put the Daredevil omnibus in my Amazon want list for Christmas or my birthday next year, just
Yeah.
so I could get the Doll Man. And I want some of those Fair Square books. They look interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't know. I'm probably not going to be able to get under budget this month, but and last month I was over budget too. So
Yeah.
it's this inflation, man. It's
You know
getting
what's
me.
really good is those DC Asian heroes, like their own milestone universe, like City Boy and Spirit World and the Virgil.
Okay. I
Man,
did read. I
those are
read City
good.
Boy number one.
Well, I like City Boy. That's my favorite. I missed number three. I don't know how that happened. I gotta try to track that down.
Yeah, so you post this.
It's pissed me off because that's my favorite.
Since you're into
Yeah. And it was a Superman issue too, because the City Boy's in Metropolis.
it,
Yeah.
yeah.
He reminds me of that Wildstorm character. I forget what his name is that's barefoot. You know, the guy that can talk to cities in the Authority. What, I can't
Okay,
remember his
yeah.
name, but that's what City Boy reminds me of. But anyway, we can wrap this one up, and Bill can take pictures
Can
of his
go
comic room and take him to his mom,
to my mom.
and then that'll reduce his comic order to something that he can manage.
That's
See?
right. I'll say
She's gonna say,
I got
"Son,
shamed so bad
I'm
that
so disappointed
I
in
had to
you."
make so many cuts.
Yeah.
She reminded me that I'm an old man and I don't need all these
Funny books.
comics.
She'll say
Yeah.
funny books.
New
You don't need
books.
all those funny books. Say, "Mom, they're not funny. I bought Faust. Does this look funny to you?"
Look at this Elizabeth Bathory thing that I just supported on
Yeah, does this clits and tits look funny to you? Does it look like a funny book?
Kickstarter. Is this funny? Do you find this funny, Mom?
Right, you can wrap this one up. This is geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, follow the episode threads there. Bill is at DBM00 on Twitter. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. Well, You're at Bill Bomer at
No,
Blue Sky.
I created a DBM00 at
Oh,
Blue Sky
there you
too.
go. Okay, so he's at DBM00 and on both of those sites, and I'm at Myers Brunch on Blue Sky and Twitter, and I think that's it. We have emails at mike@comicbooknoise.com and bill@comicbooknoise.com, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks where we have to cover a shit ton of books, including Junkyard Rabbit and
And a
Horror
lot of
Comics and Planet
Inarctics.
Comics and
Oh man.
Megaton number four.
So good. I love Planet Comics. God damn it.
I love them all, but I
I love
J
those Lords of the
Jungle.
Chaos books.
J
I'm
oh,
coming.
those are epic. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. You take
All right.
care. Bye.
Bye.